This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, Nigerian refugees are too traumatised to return anytime soon, according to a senior official from the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office, OCHA, talking to UN News on the border with Cameroon. Around 35,000 have fled from extremist violence in the northeast Nigerian town of Ran in just the past 2 weeks, with dozens killed during a large-scale Boko Haram assault 2 days ago. Although Nigerian forces have reportedly taken back control, said OCHA's Jean-Sébastien Meunier. Daniel Dickinson was at the border for UN News on Friday and began by asking Mr. Meunier to describe the scene around them.
Well, it's what we used to call a massive influx of populations in distress. I mean, these people have crossed for their safety. And right now they are, as you can see, hanging around. There's a lot of organization coming to help, but it's very what we call an acute emergency. We have around us about 30,000 people that just arrived.
And what services are they being provided with?
Well, they are provided with services in all sectors that are of acute emergency response, but not in enough quantity so far. So we have to scale up, and we are mobilizing resources, human resources, financial resources, and goods. Right now the stocks are too short to cope with the demands.
Do you get a sense of how fearful the people here are of what's happened to them?
Yes, we unfortunately have a sense, as 2 days ago again we have confirmed report of people being killed in Iran, where they came from. Boko Haram, for instance, used to kill the man and send the spouse back here just to pass on the message of terror they want to pass through. Right now, Iran is in the hand of the Nigerian government, but yet these people are too traumatized to return in any way sooner or later. Yeah.
How traumatized do you think they are?
Well, it's hard to imagine once it would happen to you. You lost your goods, or you can save some goods, but look around. It's very few indeed. And it was not the first attack in Iran on the 14th of January. There was a third one in 10 months row, which means that at some point the fear is over even your will to stay in your own country. I mean, they are really here looking for security and safety, and that's it.
Are you hopeful for what happens next?
Well, I'm concerned of what's going to happen next. I'm hopeful for these people because, yes, we're going to take care of them in a much better way in the coming days and weeks. But I'm not so hopeful that the situation will improve in Nigeria with what happened with Boko Haram for the last months.